This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Strickland, Strickland, first name Patricia, Patricia. The date of birth, January 4th, 1947. The date of evaluation, July 6th, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. John Schwartz. The chief complaint, a 76-year-old female with left shoulder injury, now scheduled for surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 76-year-old female who experienced a trip and fall in May of 2019. She then underwent conservative measures for her shoulder injury. However, comma, there was no significant improvement, period. She continued with pain, which radiates into her bicep, period. There is associated numbness involving the left hand, period. Pain is worse with use of the left shoulder or lying on the left arm, period. She denies any additional symptoms, period. She denies cardiovascular symptoms, period. She reports that her mother died with a CVA at age 59, period. The past medical history, one, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypothyroidism, next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, total right hip in 2010. Thyroidectomy. Next number, resection of a tear duct. Next number, C-section. Next number, tonsillectomy. Medication, lisinopril 20 milligrams on daily, duloxetine 60 milligrams on daily, metformin 1000 milligrams on daily, levothyroxine 112 micrograms on daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams on daily, fluvastatin 20 milligrams on daily, is that a maybe 10 milligrams on daily, somatostatin daily. The allergies, codeine results in nausea and dizziness. Family history, as noted, mother died with CVA at age 59, father had CAD and congestive heart failure. A brother had coronary artery disease and underwent recent stents. The social history, patient denies cigarette smoking or drug use. She notes rare alcohol use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, no weight loss or weight gain, skin, no color changes, itching or rash, eyes, no history of impaired vision, ears, she has deafness, nose, no decreased smell of bleeding or obstruction, oral cavity, unremarkable, neck, no stiffness or pain, respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain with abdominal or PND, gastrointestinal, she has diarrhea and irritable bowel syndrome, genital urinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Neurologic, she has had head trauma. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. review of systems of the wife is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 138/67, pulse 85, respiratory rate 18, height 60.5 inches, weight 199 pounds. In general, she's a mildly obese female who's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal left shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction, period. Range of motion is limited to 85-90 degrees, period. Neurologic, she has decreased hearing, otherwise unremarkable, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm, 79 beats per minute, period. There is right bundle branch block, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 76-year-old female with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, to include 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number age, next number family history, period. The patient herself is currently stable. She has no symptoms of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, or dysrhythmia, period. ECG reveals right bundle branch block only, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.